Today, a transcontinental flight from New York to LA might take about 5 hours, but do you know how long the first such flight took? We celebrate over 100 years of flying coast to coast on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Orville and Wilbur Wright may have begun flying in 1903, but it took years to make it a practical machine.
Certainly in 1911, there had been very few flights that went very far.
Dorothy Cochran shares the story from the National Air and Space Museum. She is speaking of pilot Cal Rogers and his quest to claim a $50,000 prize from William Randolph Hearst for the first transcontinental flight under 30 days in length.
He would take off. He had a map, and of course, in those days, people followed the railroad tracks to get where they wanted to go. And you would follow the railroad track, or you'd follow a river, and then if your engine started to give out, you looked for the nearest field, and you landed.
Rogers began his journey on September 17, 1911. He was sponsored by Armour's new drink, Vin Fizz. The logo adorned the rudder and underwing areas of the plane. He often relied on the help of strangers wherever he might land.
You just work with the people who surround you and help you out to get your fuel, to get your aircraft fixed, to bring in, you know, parts are being driven in or brought in by train that he needs. He's got to wait. I mean, it takes months.
His landings were sometimes crashes. There were at least 16. Some sent him to the hospital. On November 5th, he landed in Pasadena, California, 49 days after he began the journey.
He takes a long, long trek across the United States, and in the end, when he finally gets to California, he's replaced about 90% of the aircraft.
He missed the 30-day deadline to claim the prize, but became an aviation celebrity. However, he died in a plane crash 5 months after achieving the nation's first transcontinental flight. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.